Debates about defunding the police and what that even means are taking place in cities across the country, including in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where Democratic Mayor Quinton Lucas recently pushed a plan through the city council that will reallocate part of the police budget towards social programs that fight crime. Advocates of police reform are applauding him, but critics are accusing him of, quote, defunding the police, as Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR reports.
On a rainy night in North Kansas City last month, a dozen people are on the sidewalk outside a shopping center holding handmade signs that say, "Back the Blue" and "Pray for our police."
Blessed be God and his angels and saints.
The group is called the American Society for the Defense of Traditional Family and Property. It's a national Catholic group led locally by a Topeka man, Francis Slobodnik. He says if there were no police, society would be survival of the fittest.
Police, law enforcement, protect everyone's lives, make us all safe. I sleep soundly in my bed at night. You do too, because there's somebody who isn't sleeping at night.
Slobodnik's group was outside an angry town hall meeting organized by North Kansas City Council members and state lawmakers who are furious about Lucas's plan. It would reallocate about $42 million toward work on violence prevention and better public safety, roughly a fifth of the entire police budget. But that's not how many see it, including Greg Mills, a Northland resident who spoke at the meeting.
Reallocation versus defunding. We hear that, and you can put all the lipstick you want on the defunding pig, but it is defunding.
And what's happening in Kansas City, this is much in line with reallocating, and the mayor actually used those specific words.
Rashawn Ray is a professor of sociology and the executive director of the Lab for Applied Social Science Research at the University of Maryland. He's watched this debate in several cities and says many people are unaware that police budgets have grown over the last 30 to 40 years, thanks often to the power of the police unions, and they can eat up to a quarter of the city's budget. He says that tilts the power in one direction, toward law enforcement.
One of the things that the mayor and the city council, at least the majority of them, are also aiming to do is to shift accountability, to shift power, and then to also shift funding within police department budgets. That's different from simply removing funding from law enforcement.
Dan Fowler is a city councilman from North Kansas City. He had to stop the town hall meeting in late May twice to calm the mostly white crowd of hundreds who were furious with Mayor Lucas, who is black. Fowler's opposed to Lucas's plan, in part because he says he hasn't seen any crime prevention programs that work. He also says he doesn't have a rebuttal to his constituents' claim that the plan defunds the police. Yet he allows that it could be, in his words, a possible representation.
I think there is room in there that there could be a reduction in the amount of funding the police get based upon the strict language of the ordinance. Do I really think we'll get a reduction? Probably not.
Missouri law says the city must spend 20% of its revenues on police. Last year, it spent over 25%. Lucas's plan keeps the police budget at the required 20%, and that extra funding goes into the Prevention and Community Services Fund. The mayor and city council will negotiate with the police department on how that will be spent. The first time city leaders would have a say in police funding in over 80 years. There's also an additional $3 million for a new police academy class. The Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners, appointed by the Missouri governor, is suing the mayor and council.
This is a lawsuit filed about power.
Mayor Lucas and the city are fighting the Board of Police Commissioners lawsuit, which they characterize as keeping power out of the hands of local officials.
It reflects nothing about standing up for law enforcement. This is not a lawsuit about our rank and file officers. This is not a lawsuit to support them. This is not a lawsuit to address public safety.
The plan is now on hold pending that lawsuit. Hearings are expected in Jackson County District Court this summer. For Here and Now, I'm Peggy Lowe.